We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So is he there? We think Doug Plagans is there. We're trying to talk to him down the line. He's at the BB&T Center, but he can't hear Solana, but Solana can hear him. So pot up Doug Plagans. Can you hear us, Plagans? Feels to me like he can't hear us, Solana. I just see you back there shaking your head. I don't know what that means. Now you've walked away from your mic. I have no direction whatsoever. Been replete with technical difficulties all show long. We couldn't go to commercial break for the first 36 minutes of the show. Are you there, Plagans?
I am here. How are you?
Wait a second. That's not over the line. That's over a telephone. That's not on the.
We're going over a telephone this time. We had a little technical issue, and I could hear Solana. He couldn't hear me. So I think we're okay now. I think we're all good to go.
And we can't get that fixed, Solana. I mean, he's got a broadcast to do in just a couple of hours.
Yeah. We'll be okay then.
I'd like to be okay now. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and they've got the Flyers tonight at the BB&T Center, and I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere out there tonight. Now, I publicly announced, Plagans, after that four-game losing streak, that I was pissed at the Panthers, and I was reaching my boiling point. And then they came out, they beat the Devils. I feel like I may have lit a fire under them. What exactly has transpired here from before the All-Star break, now after the All-Star break?
Well, I think if you look at, you turn back the clock a little bit. Of course, the Panthers had the good response against New Jersey, and we'll get to that. But especially you look at the Philadelphia game back on Monday, the Pittsburgh game before that, the scoring chances were definitely there. Those were games that, you know, the old phrase could have gone either way. It's absolutely the truth in each of those two games. Monday night against Philadelphia, they were pretty opportunistic in a couple of instances, and they were able to get an insurance goal and then an empty netter late in the game to pull away and make that one seem a little bit more lopsided than it actually was. That was a really close game on Monday night. Philly added the empty netter in the late stages, and right before that empty netter was scored, Jonathan Huberdeau was inches away from pulling the Panthers back to within one. And we've seen what this team can do in terms of comebacks, that they've been able to get it back to within a goal with over a minute of time left on the clock. They certainly would have had an opportunity to try and get that game tied up. Not the way it went, though, but it was a tight game, and they'll have another chance at the Flyers tonight. And this is the rubber match of the three-game season series. The Panthers had a win over the Flyers back in the early stages of the season, back in November. So, big game tonight for each of the two teams, but getting back to what you just mentioned, Hawk, the Panthers had the response they were looking for, put five on the board against the Devils in the second end of a back-to-back back on Tuesday night. And this team has, in a lot of situations this year, when they've known that they've had to come out and have a big response, they've been able to do that, and that's what they did back on Tuesday night against New Jersey. So going into this one tonight, just to kind of lay it out, if the Panthers can get a victory and Toronto loses in regulation, the Panthers would be right back into the third spot in the Atlantic Division, which is a playoff spot. So that's what's at stake in Philadelphia. It's an equally big game for them as they come into tonight's game, currently occupying the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. So a ton of line for each of the two teams, no doubt a playoff-type atmosphere here tonight.
And, Doug, something that keeps getting brought up now, and I'm starting to learn hockey better, and I'm figuring out, like, in football where you just blame the quarterback, you blame the goalie for everything. If you lose a game, blame the goalie. But when I look at numbers, man, I keep bringing it to you about Bobrovsky, and you say it's no concern, he'll figure it out. When will you start getting concerned with some of Bobrovsky's play?
You don't get, I'm not concerned. You don't get concerned with multiple-time Vezina Trophy winner in his prime, and he makes the big saves night to night, and he comes through. Sometimes it's the timing of a save that is the most important thing. He's been making big saves for this team all season long, so he'll be ready to go tonight. His career record against the Philadelphia Flyers, I know, didn't get the win last time out, but his career record against Philadelphia, which is the team he broke into the league with, 15-4-1 in 20 games against Philadelphia in his career. So he's done very well against the Flyers. The Flyers have been a much different team on the road compared to at home. They're a below 500 team on the road compared to 14 games over at home. You don't usually see a disparity like that, but they have been a different team on the road. So this is a big opportunity for the Panthers to pick up 2 points, and I wouldn't be the least bit concerned about Sergei Bobrovsky.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, is with us. And again, it is a big one tonight at the BB&T Center. Hopefully you're all heading out there and watch some hockey and support the Panthers. But I started today's show by calling it Nervous Thursday because I'm a little bit nervous about the Heat after the 1-4 road trip, a little bit nervous about the Dolphins now that you start to go, is Detroit going to take a quarterback at number 3? Are they going to trade that to someone who's got more to offer than the Dolphins? And then the Panthers are making me nervous because I feel like they should be better record-wise, points-wise than they are right now. Is there any reason for Panthers fans to feel nervous about the playoffs?
Not at all. I mean, I think naturally in an NHL playoff race, naturally in most cases, it goes down to the wire. There are way more teams that it goes down to the wire for than teams that run away with a playoff spot like the Tampa Bay Lightning last season did, for example. It always comes down to a matter of a few points one way or the other. But the Panthers are 10 games over 500. They're like I said, they're a win away and a Toronto loss away from being back into a playoff spot, not tied for one. They would have the tiebreaker over Toronto if the Panthers win tonight and Toronto were to lose in regulation. So this team is still right there, big opportunity to make a move, and a couple of home games coming up here. So, like I said, 10 games over 500 with 25 games to go, certainly something to build on, and the Panthers have themselves positioned in a pretty good spot.
One of the reasons we love talking with Doug Plagans on the air is that he, like me, is a food expert, and Solana has a very interesting take. Now, today is National Tortellini Day. Solana, you want to tell Doug Plagans your thoughts on tortellini?
Doug, I think tortellini is the most underrated and most underappreciated pasta in the world.
What do you think about that, Doug?
I mean, I don't have anything against tortellini. If it's an accompaniment, if I find it on a buffet line, if I find it in a press room, I'll probably sample it. It wouldn't be the first thing I would order.
Uh-huh.
But I don't have anything against tortellini.
So it's not on your Mount Rushmore of pastas? You don't seem to sound like you feel like it's underappreciated or underrated.
I think tortellini has its niche. I think it's firmly in the pasta realm. It has its place in the pasta world. We probably won't see a rise or a fall in tortellini stock. It's probably where it's going to be long term.
You know what? I think Plagans has swayed me on this because I was with Solana before, but now I think he's swayed me. I think he's right. Tortellini has its niche. It's carved out the perfect niche for itself.
Right, but Doug, tortellini is arguably the most versatile pasta. You could fill it with cheese. You could fill it with spinach. You could fill it with pretty much anything you really want.
You could put a red sauce on it, a white sauce on it, a garlic butter sauce on it.
And it's more filling. It's also more filling than, just a spaghetti or...
My pasta counter-argument to this, though, would be that, in theory, every pasta is that versatile because you can top them with anything. And
just swayed me, man.
Here's my other – this is the other thing with tortellini. I think I am a big pasta as a side guy. Like, if I get chicken parm, I like my pasta as the side.
Right.
And tortellini is – I don't like tortellini on the side as much as maybe just a side of – spaghetti.
Interesting.
I think spaghetti, that's got to be the king of the pasta realm, right?
Spaghetti, is angel hair considered spaghetti?
Nobody likes angel hair.
Oh, is that true? I like angel hair pasta.
Angel hair is garbage.
You don't like angel hair pasta?
Too thin, mushy.
You like that, Plagans?
I haven't had angel hair pasta in quite some time.
Well, now it seems like we have something to do.
You know, we could. Yeah, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, why not?
I think the Mount Rushmore pasta, if I'm just kind of going just very quickly here,
right.
I would probably I think spaghetti has to be
sure.
Spaghetti is like the longest standing franchise in the pasta league.
Right.
I would say I would put lasagna there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Crowder was saying earlier.
Yeah, love lasagna. Me lasagna, man.
I would put like a baked ziti there.
Oh, baked ziti. I'll tell you what. You bake that cheese on top of that ziti. Come on now.
Yeah, I would throw that there. And the fourth spot, this is kind of the wild card. You could go with like the corkscrew one. You could go with I'd probably go with a ravioli. I would probably, if I'm talking a filled pasta.
Ravioli over tortellini.
Ravioli over tortellini out of the filled pasta.
What about
tradition?
A stuffed shell? Stuffed shell, anybody?
That sounds good, but I think I would still go with the ravioli as the winner out of that.
I like that Crowder is participating, though, in this. He has an opinion on the stuffed shell. It's not closed.
It's not closed.
Like a traditional closed filled pasta.
And ravioli has more in it. A tortellini has a little meat.
Right, but Doug, here's the issue with ravioli. And I love ravioli, don't get me wrong, because ravioli, like tortellini, versatile, but at a restaurant, it's very easy because the ravioli tends to be larger than the tortellini. They'll short you on your plate. They'll put four, maybe five raviolis and expect you to be happy with just a small amount of raviolis.
I can't
do that with the tortellini.
I will say, Solana's onto something there because sometimes you order ravioli at a restaurant and what they do is they cover the plate with four big raviolis. But if you just, you know, glopped it onto the plate like you should with the raviolis, you probably do 12 or 13 raviolis, but they're just covering the plate. And so in that aspect, you're probably better off ordering the spaghetti.
Which just during this conversation I just had, something that just came to mind, a late entry as far as pasta with fillings. I think I would take gnocchi over all of them.
Yeah, a gnocchi, a well-cooked gnocchi is a treat. There's no question.
Yeah.
The cheese-filled ones?
You can get a gnocchi filled with just about anything.
Oh. Potato. They're potato dumplings. Potato dumplings and gnocchi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I think we've been remiss just not to at least mention penne.
Which one's that again?
The penne pasta. It's like a mid-size shaped a tube with ribbing for her pleasure.
Yes, I know that one. Huh? Yeah, that's a good one too. I like that one.
Love me some penne.
Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight. Is it on 560 The Joe tonight, Solana?
Yes, we are.
All right, 560. I probably should have asked you, not Solana. Would have made more sense. Listen to Doug Plagans tonight. BB&T Center, there is Panthers hockey, Panthers and Flyers. And like he laid out to you, this is a big one. So have a good broadcast tonight, and let's get W number two.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and always enjoy the chat.
Hey, Doug, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you, buddy. Mm-mm. What do you mean, mm-mm? You don't wish your friends happy Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Because I knew I wasn't going to speak to him tomorrow, so.
And don't do it to me tomorrow either.
Oh, I'll wish you a happy Valentine's tomorrow.
No, yeah, that's weird.
Absolutely.
My wife's my Valentine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.